Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with 5 specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet-resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have two returning guests, General Flynn and Clay Clark, and I don't think they need any introduction, and I'd like to welcome both to the X22 Report Spotlight. General Flynn, welcome to the Spotlight.
Hey, thank you for having us again, and really appreciate it. You've been a great, great partner, and I will tell you that the last interview, we had a lot of people come up to me at the last Reawaken America event saying, I saw you on the X22 report. So I think that's a really good sign.
That's absolutely fantastic. And I want to welcome Clay Clark to the Spotlight. Clay, welcome to the Spotlight.
Dave, people were excited when I introduced you. I said you'd be joining us via Zoom. The crowd went crazy. I wish you could have seen their response. So thank you so much for presenting. I'm sorry you lost the internet connection during the final 60 seconds or so, but people were fired up to have you. So thanks for speaking at the tour.
Yeah, I was just rambling on. I didn't even realize that we lost connection. So I was just rambling, and that's all that was happening. So
you got to come to Pennsylvania. Come physically And believe me, people will be they'll be fired up. It'll be you know, like lightning hit the crowd.
I'm sure. Or they'll be looking at me going, oh, that's him.
It's all right.
You get Darth Vader suit.
I can wear my Darth Vader suit. So I wanted to start off today because we can see with everything that's happening right now in the economy, people are starting to take notice that there are major, major problems. Even though Biden is out there telling us that, hey, look, fuel prices, inflation, it's not that bad. They only moved up a little inch, you know, last month or whatever. But I think the people in their everyday lives, as they're going to work, as they're filling up their car, as they're trying to pay their rent, pay their electric, pay their gas bill, I think people are starting to realize the economy is falling apart. And they're starting to realize that it's getting harder and harder as every day passes. And we just had the Fed, they raise rates again by another 75 basis points. Let me ask you this, General Flynn. Do you think at this point that the Fed is actually trying to help the economy? Or do you think they have another plan?
Yeah, there's always another plan. I mean, there's always a longer term view of what it is that they're trying to do for the economy. I think there's been such a dramatic printing of dollars, trillions, I mean, to the tune of trillions in just the last couple of years to basically manage what I see us in is a bit of a controlled spiral depression. So we are in a place where our nation is financially is in a distressed position. We have massive, massive debt that we probably cannot pay off. I mean that, that when in order to control the monetary values that we have in this country, they had to raise the rates. I think they raised it, 0.75 yesterday?
Yeah.
Which is probably another, and I'm guessing a little bit, but it's probably another 20% reduction of our economy. So that means our economy probably spirals down further. It had to be done in order for us to not literally have a complete collapse run on the banks where the banks can't pay. So I think where we're at right now is we are trying to control a 1929 depression. And I do think that as we go on today here and discuss this with Clay, we're moving towards a change in the entire monetary policy. I believe that we're moving in that direction rapidly.
So when you say we're moving into, a new monetary policy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think we're there already to a degree. I think that there's a lot of, there's certainly a lot of talk about it. There's been talk about it for years. When we talk about, you know, e-currency and digital currency and it also has to do with not just what money will be or how we will use money. It will also be how much control the government wants over our lives when it comes to the money, the hard-earned dollars that everyday Americans do make and their desire to spend their own money. And I think we're coming into a situation here with this administration where, and frankly, the sort of the new world order where they're going to start making decisions about how you, and I'm now talking to your listeners, how you spend your money that you've earned or how you get even access to your money that you've earned. And people don't understand that, that don't have any sense of history of fiat, F-I-A-T, fiat currency, over the history of currency, and there's frankly some really good books out there to read, but clearly what we're experiencing, what we're likely to experience in the coming year here, and certainly I think in the next few months, is going to be some very dramatic shifts in how our money is going to function for us as individuals, because this government literally printed out so much money to be able to put the economy in the state where it's at, and and I'll stop on this. Never, don't forget, or don't think for a second. I want your audience to think for a second. This has anything to do about with them. This has everything to do with the government taking control, more control over our individual rights and our individual lives.
Clay, do you want to expand on this?
Yeah, I would just say I got the three big thoughts that came to my mind. Yeah. One is Eric Trump, who's really a great patriot, and he attends the Reawaken America Tour events. Eric and I have had many conversations about business, because I'm a business guy. That's what who he is. And, you know, we've discussed this, and this is something your listeners need to know. Eric Trump is not detached from what we would call the real economy. So let's give an example. The real economy would be at Trump International or Trump golf courses or Trump hotels. They have to bring in more money than more income than expenses. It's a real economy. So for the hotel, they have to charge prices based upon their expenses. Well, as the expenses go up, guess what they have to do? They have to raise the cost of food, raise the cost of rooms, raise the cost of golf fees. They have to raise the cost. Joe Biden is completely detached, a complete inability to be empathetic to the average American. So just listen to what he says here. I got a little clip I want to play that blows my mind. Here we go.
Came in at 8.
This is from 60
the
Minutes.
Annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedive. What can you do better?
Let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just just an inch.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
But it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God.
White House official told us U.S. policy has not changed.
So he's actually almost mocking. And again, 60 Minutes is as left wing as you get. He's almost mocking the 60 Minutes interviewer for asking him about the inflation rate. He says it just went up an inch. Mm-hmm. So all I'm saying is that the Trumps are not detached from the real economy. When I talk to Eric at the events, he says to me, he says, Clay, how are these people doing financially? Have you asked the attendees how they're doing financially? Have you talked to them? How's inflation impacting them? So that's just one stark contrast between the Trumps and the Bidens. The second thing about inflation that people need to understand is that Joe Biden gave the keynote speech at the World Economic Forum in 2016 on the topic of the Great Reset, a.k.a. the Fourth Industrial Revolution, okay? The Fourth Industrial Revolution is the Great Reset. The Great Reset is the Fourth Industrial Revolution. General Flynn, you've seen it too, but Joe Biden gave the keynote speech at the World Economic Forum in 2016 about the topic of the Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset. Also, we need to understand that in 1971, Henry Kissinger encouraged this man, Klaus Schwab, to start the World Economic Forum. And Henry Kissinger also encouraged Richard Nixon to get off the gold standard. Mm-hmm. And Henry Kissinger also is the man who went to China to help open up the Chinese economy. So this is a very controlled plan that's been in play for a long time. We are seeing the fruition of it. We are at the apex of it. Also, final thing your listeners can look up, if you go to YouTube tonight and you type in 2020 Prince Charles World Economic Forum. He was a keynote speaker at the 2020 World Economic Forum, where he said after 50 years of planning, it was now time to implement their big plan. Right. So this is a very methodical plan, and I could not agree anymore with what General Flynn said. I just want to hammer this, though. Eric Trump actually cares about the actual people of America, and he's not detached from the real economy. President Donald J. Trump is not detached from the real economy. And Joe Biden does not care about the American people. And he actually mocked a left of center reporter for pointing out that that record inflation rate of 8.3 or above is not good. And he said, we just went up just an inch. And by the way, the left wing reporter was definitely not accurate when he said the inflation rate was 8.3%, because the cost of fuel, the cost of groceries, and the cost of everything that your listeners buy is up at least 30%.
Actually, what he's saying is also very misleading, because, I mean, if we go back to 2016 when, or actually, I'm sorry, 2020, when he came into the White House, I mean, inflation wasn't 8.3%. It was a little bit under 2%. So he brought it all the way up to 8.3. Actually, he brought it up to 9.1, and he brought it and it came down a little bit. But still, if you subtract that part where it came down a little bit and you just look at the part where it went from 2% all the way up to 8.3%, I think people see that very, very clearly. The same thing with the fuel.
I want to make sure, though. Sure. Let's, Dave, let's be very clear here. Mm-hmm. you know, because they we do go with these numbers, you know, and Clay and I have been talking about this for a long time. You know, Trump comes out of the White House and I think it was around 2.5 or something like that. I forget the exact number. And then, you know, there was a time, and Clay knows this because I, you know, I wasn't joking about it then. I said, you know, we're going to see this double and we're maybe triple and and, you know, in the coming year. And everybody was like, oh, you know, calling us all kinds of names. It's when we say 8% or 8.9%, what Biden was talking about, it's come down. It's, you know, it's only come up an inch. That's because but it only came up an inch a month ago. What Clay just said, and it's very important for people to understand, you know, on average, the things that matter to people, the cost of a loaf of bread, the cost of a gallon of milk or a quarter of, you know, or a quart of milk, the cost of a gallon of gas, the cost of a home, the cost of rent, the cost of being able to have a job, the cost of being able to have a child. If you're in your 20s and you want to start a family, I mean, we're not talking about 8%. We're really talking about, and Clay was being kind, we're really talking about an inflation rate in some cases for some categories of goods and services that mean that actually have meaning to people, to just main middle America. And I'm not talking about middle income America. I'm just talking about the average American. Some of that stuff is up to like 200%. Mm-hmm. Others are down around 15 or 16%. So yeah. On averages to the things that matter, it's not 8.9% or whatever they're talking about. It's actually upwards of about 30, and that's lowballing it. It's probably closer to 40. We're talking about a country by the name of the United States of America that has every ability to be the single energy provider for the rest of the world with all forms of energy. We can provide the rest of the world with energy resources, number one. Number two, we can provide the rest of the world with food, okay? With food. Number three, we can provide the rest of the world with innovation and really smart applications of great technologies to sustain nations around the planet, damn near the rest of the world, with water. So those commodities alone, energy, food, and water resources, the United States of America could do all that. This administration has damn near shut them all down. And so when we talk about when 60 Minutes, who's just it's like such a, it's beyond left. It's like they've become a mouthpiece for this administration and for him not to, for that that journalist who was probably not as prepared as he needed to be, but to him not hammer the current occupant of the White House, Biden, on really the calamity that we are facing. And he actually did that knowing that this week the Fed was going to come in and raise rates. They were likely going to raise rates, which they did yesterday. And I may have misspoken before, you know, when they come up, when you come up, you know, a percentage point, when you come up one percentage point, so they came up a 0.75, when you come up one percentage point, that is a 20% drop or decline in the wealth of this country. It's a 20% drop in stocks and, frankly, the wealth of this country, just 1%. So they came up 0.75. So it's probably somewhere between 15 to 20% of the wealth of this country just went. And that's why I say we're. They're trying to control this spiral that we have, you know, and that's where we are. That's the reality. What I just told you are all things that can clearly happen. One of the big bellwethers, and I'll stop. One of the big bellwethers that I'm following right now is, frankly, what's happening over in Europe, particularly with energy in Europe. And this winter is going to be a hungry, cold, and wet winter in Europe, particularly in places like Germany, France, and elsewhere, and the indicators are already there. They're already there. I mean, I think we're going to see some lockdowns in some of these countries because of all the stuff going on with this threat of war between Ukraine and Russia, which has actually. It's doing more damage than good, and there has to be some final results of that. But what I just talked about in Europe has everything to do with what is going on right here at home, and we have to come to grips with it because we have, I would just say, you know, I mean, it's not zero leadership, running our country. It's a negative leadership. It's a negative leadership, and that's different than no leadership.
And I mean, the people out in Europe, they are going to suffer. And I'm wondering how the people are going to take it as time goes on, because if it's cold, if it's wet, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And they don't have the energy. I don't know if you agree with this or not. I think we're going to see protests. I think we're going to see people rioting, because I don't know how people are going to take it if they can't heat their homes, if they can't survive.
Yeah. I'm looking at a thing that I got, because these are just things that I pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Euro weekly, you know, and these are bellwethers, meaning that we have to look for global signals around the world for things that are happening here. The challenge here in America, what this administration wants to do, is that we're a big country. We are an independent country. We have a very strong sense of independence and freedom, right? That's what we want, and that's what we believe in. And we follow, we generally want to follow the rule of law, which we have a damn near lawless federal government right now. But in the Euro Weekly, it says, so just two things. I'll just read you the titles. It says, here we go again. Germany is reintroducing mandatory mask wearing on a national scale. That's number one. The second headline, and you got to go in and read some of the article itself to get more context. But the other headline is, Germany may have the army patrolling streets starting in October. Why? And it's a lot of it has to do with the energy, the lack of it coming, flowing into Germany, because Germany bet. And Trump said this perfectly while he was in the White House, where he talked about, he said it during his UN speech a couple of years back, where he talked about, Germany has put all of their sort of eggs into one basket, and that's the Russian energy basket. And so they're at risk if there was some conflict. And that's why Trump was able to keep us out of conflict, and he was able to keep the world at a hover, instead of at where it's at right now. And that's just the European theater. Never mind what is what's happening out in the Pacific and in the Asian theater.
The people are not buying what the Biden administration is selling. I mean, they don't believe that it's all because of Ukraine, because of this little country out there in the middle of nowhere. They don't believe that it's all Putin, because what happened was, people saw the inflation move up before Ukraine even happened. They saw the fuel prices move up before Ukraine even happened. So I think the people, and if you look at the polls are showing that the people aren't believing what Biden is trying to convince them of. And I think the people now are wising up, and not just here in this country, but I think around the world. I think the people are starting to see the truth that, we don't have to be in this situation. The situation was created by shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, by placing sanctions on Russia, by depending on Russia for all the gas that the country needs. And they see their leaders not doing anything, not being proactive, and not looking for alternatives. And I think the people of this country and the rest of the world are seeing the truth now of the matter. I don't know if you see it that way, but I think there's... their entire push to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, I think it's going to hit roadblocks. I think the people eventually are going to push back because of all this. Go ahead, Clay.
Dave, one thing I wanted to chime in, and I cannot praise you enough for being a consistent, uncancelable host putting out the truth. So many people at the tour come up to me and they say, if it wasn't for you or Mel Kay or other broadcasters like Steve Bannon, they wouldn't know what's going on. They would just have no concept of this. Mm. Now, so we need to know here that Biden is, there's two main points to the Great Reset. This is a book written by Klaus Schwab. There's two main points that Biden is trying to implement right now. And everyone needs to look this up today, okay? The first executive order that Biden signed is called Advancing Biotechnology. I'm reading this to you. Advancing Biotechnology and Manufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy. So I want people to listen to this just briefly. Here we go.
Joe, very disturbing.
Steve Bannon speaking.
Development out of the White House with an executive order. And I think it has implications that are, and I want to make sure, because there's all kind of rumors, you know, blown around. I want to make sure we give people the signal, not noise. Walk me through what is this executive order? What was signed? What does it mean? And particularly, what does it mean to this, the specter of transhumanism, which we constantly keep our eye on 24/7, sir?
Well, Steve, two of the most important elements of transhumanism are genetic engineering, perfecting the human genome, and of course, artificial intelligence, the creation of a digital mind. And yesterday, Joe Biden signed an executive order, the National Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Initiative, which will provide tons of taxpayer money for research and development in genetic engineering and biotechnology, and will also fund training and will eliminate a lot of the sort of federal or regulatory obstacles to these sorts of things. There's a lot of language in the order talking
now
about.
Now listen to what he says. He's going to read this language.
Every time you see this come up, it always does. But there's one passage in particular that really raised my eyebrows, and I think a lot of people are really stunned by the language used. The passage reads as, we need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. This is the essence.
Whoa. Okay. So again, most people haven't read executive order on Joe Biden's executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. But if you do read it, it is absolutely horrifying. So what they're trying to do is move us in through the usage of an implementation of executive order 14067, which is an executive order moving us into a programmable only currency. They're trying to force everybody, if you want to feed your family, to put this RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body. So it's the big squeeze. They say, we're going to cut off your money if you don't want to put this transhumanism technology inside your body. And one more thing people can look up, then we can go to General Flynn on this. Queen Elizabeth, everyone can look it up right now. Okay. So Queen Elizabeth, go to YouTube, folks. It's on YouTube. They don't hide it. Queen Elizabeth, everyone needs to type this into YouTube right now. I'll pull it up here. So this is on the YouTube channel for the this would be the Royal Family Channel on June 2nd, 2022. Queen Elizabeth, she ignites the Windsor Castle Jubilee Beacon. Look it up, folks. The Queen ignites Windsor Castle Jubilee Beacon, and she hits a button, and it sends lights down a triple helix. So the double helix would be human DNA, and a triple helix would be human DNA when mixed with this mRNA-modifying nanotechnology. So the Queen on June 2nd, 2022, she actually was telling the world, it's here. Here we are. We're implementing transhumanism. King Charles in 2020 at the World Economic Forum, he spoke. He said, after 50 years of planning, here we go. And now General Flynn, they have Executive Order 14067, which is the ability, it's programmable currency is being implemented. And then over here, you have another executive order, which is ushering in transhumanism. And General Flynn, I'd love to get your take on that, because I think people are waking up to that, but we need to wake up more people about that.
Yeah, so two things. people need to understand and look, go do some research on the word transhuman or transhumanism. It means to change a human, right? It's what it means. Trans, change, and then of course, human. So there is a lot of discussion about transhumanism emanating out of some of the really elites, the global elites out of the World Economic Forum. And when they talk about, you know, when we talk about the New World Order, like it's some, you know, it actually sounds to me like something that a guy like an Adolf Hitler would talk about, but that's what they're talking about, this New World Order. And then this just genetic, as Clay, as actually was stated by that gentleman on the Steve Bannon show there, you know, this genetic engineering was the two words that were used in particularly in this executive order. So that's telling everybody in the executive component of our government that we are going to, we are going to put even greater emphasis on this idea of transhumanism and genetic engineering, meaning they're looking at the idea of changing humans, right? Using artificial intelligence and maybe Clay can bring up some of this Yuval Noah Harari, who we've spoken about before. We clearly have spoken about it on his show, because these are the people that are being listened to. You know, this guy was Barack Obama was a big fan of a guy like Harari. Harari is the guy that's sort of the scientific advisor and driver of a lot of this stuff and a lot of these conversations. And when we think about everything that we just had with the mRNA, which is a modifying gene type, and I can tell you, the left, when they listen to this show today, their heads are going to explode, and they're going to go conspiracy theory. These guys are crazy. They're QAnon or whatever. All this crap. What they're going to say is they're going to say we are absolutely crazy. No. I want people to go and listen to exactly what these people say in their own words. Go and read this executive order. And when it comes to 14067, this actually came out in March. So the executive order was signed last March, I think the 8th of March of 2022. And they gave in it, it gives the executive branch of government, meaning the entirety of the executive of the federal government, it gives them 6 months to prepare. And so we're in that window right now. It tells different organizations, different departments, different agencies, different activities to work together in this sort of interagency cooperation. And, you know, they use words like inclusiveness and equity sharing, all these flaky words that have little meaning other than we're going to, as Klaus Schwab said, you're going to own nothing and you're going to be happy. So this administration is moving into a place where they are adhering. So I get called, you know, people say I'm an adherent of all kinds of things. I'll tell you what I'm an adherent of. I'm an adherent of common sense and facts. And so I want people to look at what Klaus Schwab has said about, you know, you're going to own nothing and you're going to be happy. This administration that's operating out of our White House right now, our White House, is moving us towards that sort of realm of what they see as America should be in the future. And they're having the damnedest time because guess what? Most Americans are saying, not on my watch. And their people are awakening across this country. They're getting involved across this country. They're standing up. And frankly, and I'll pat you on the back and you and many others. There's other indies, I call them indies, independent podcasters, independent media voices out there. You know, I use the phrase digital soldiers, right? I coined that term some number of years ago, and I get accused of all kinds of things for saying that. And I'm just telling you that if we don't have these independent voices out there, you know, putting this kind of information in front of our audiences and your audience and other audiences that we get in front of, we need people to read this stuff to understand. Don't just take it for what we say. Go look it up. Go look up the videos and the audios from these guys. Go read the executive orders. You know, that and then decide. So to take a step back, then decide exactly how you want to get involved in your own lives, in your own communities, and in the lifeblood of this country, because that's where this administration and the World Economic Forum and the New World Order, this globalist elite crowd out of Europe principally, and that are out of our White House right now, how they're working together to what they can't figure out is how to beat down the American psyche, because we're not having it. And it's not, you know, what Joe Biden stood up there and said, you know, that if you're a MAGA person, you know, you're a domestic terrorist. It's not half the country. It's damn near 80% of the country. There's a small segment that absolutely believes in socialism, believes we should move in that direction, believes in this new world order nonsense. You know, have at it. Go somewhere else where they're actually doing that stuff. But in this country, we are going to continue to have a effective constitution and an effective Bill of Rights and an effective Declaration of Independence, because the American people will have nothing less.
For those people that don't understand an Executive Order 14067 and central bank digital currency, because a lot of people, when I speak to people, they say, oh, what's the difference? It's a digital currency. We have digital today. We'll just get rid of paper. I don't even use paper currency anymore. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with 5 specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. What's the big deal? I don't know if you want to take this, Clay, or you, General Flynn.
Yeah, let me explain this real quick. And I've got a couple of just sound clips here. And I want people to, the reason why I like to pull up sound clips is sometimes there's people that maybe have a bigger name, or maybe your listeners will resonate with more. Catherine Austin Fitz is this first voice. And she is a key figure in the Planet Lockdown documentary. She's also an investment banker, very respected. Listen to how she explains central bank digital currencies.
There are two videos I really want your audience to watch. One is a 56-second video of the BIS general manager, Augustine Karstens.
That's the Bank of International Settlements, and that's Augustine Karstens.
In October 2020, explaining that with CBDC, they will have central control to set the rules and enforce them centrally.
All our analysis on CBDC, in particular for the use of general use, we tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
It's the only time in my life I've ever seen a central banker be 100% honest. It's quite remarkable. They're trying to put into place a digital transaction control grid which will tell you what you can do with your money, when you can do it, where you can go. If they don't want you to be able to use your money more than 5 miles from your home, that's it. Your money will turn off 5 miles from your home. Once they get the system into place, it won't even be, I believe it won't even be your national central bank that will control. It will be the Bank of International Settlements.
You talked about executive.
And Robert Kiyosaki's talking about it.
14067.
And he's talking about it. Again, this Robert Kiyosaki, a lot of people know him as the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's sort of like a business handbook for a lot of entrepreneurs. It sold over 45 million copies. He's now talking about it. And then right here, you got Joe Rogan. He invited an investigative journalist on his show to explain. Listen to this.
Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm?
Yes.
For people that don't understand what the f- is going on?
So here, I pulled it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
Yes.
I don't know if your camera can see that, but
no.
There's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is launching a...
So this is Chancellor Rishi Sunak, a member of the Parliament of the United Kingdom, explaining this.
...set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. Yeah, and here's a quote from the article. This is in the Telegraph, the one he pulled up, okay. But it was behind a paywall. So I'll just read the quote. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Holy.
So, Dave, hopefully that's some good descriptive ways to explain the horrors of Executive Order 14067. And I wanted to cue this up. General Flynn asked me to do it. And when America's General says, could you pull up a sound clip? You don't want to not pull up the clip. I want people to – this is – you've all know a Harari. He's this all ties in together, okay? Transhumanism with the RNA modifying nanotechnology, it all ties together. So you've all know Harari actually said this. Listen to this, folks.
We need to realize that humans are now hackable animals. You can hack them. And if you just leave the basically 18th century system or 19th century system that we've inherited without major changes, the result will be an emotional puppet show. And whatever replaces us, it will be different from us much more than we are different from Neanderthals. Ah. We are still very much like Neanderthals. There are tiny differences. But if you look at our bodies, at our brains, at our basic emotional abilities, at our social relations, we are still apes. We are still very similar to Neanderthals, to chimpanzees, and all the rest of our cousins. But whatever replaces Homo sapiens, when we really master the new abilities of re-engineering life, either on a organic basis with genetic engineering and things like that, or on an inorganic basis, right. Whatever replaces us, it will be much, much more different. In the sense that, for example, just to give one example, I mean, we and chimpanzees and also elephants and porcupines and whatever other animal you care to think about, in order to be, in order to exist and to function, we have to be in the same place at the same time. All the parts of our body needs to be here now for them to function. If you separate my hands and legs from my body, they don't work anymore. And I probably don't work anymore. But if, for example, we solve the problem, and there are many people working on that, and we are making very fast progress on the problem of directly connecting brains to computers, and therefore also brains to all kinds of bionic parts, you can have non-organic limbs and non-organic...
This is the sort of mindset that's steering the ship. I mean, you've all know Harari is praised as the prophet by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, Klaus Schwab. They love this guy. So again, Executive Order 14067, they cut off your ability to buy or sell unless you put this transhumanism technology inside your body. And they want this transhumanism technology to go inside your body that can ultimately control your thoughts. And they've been working on it for a very long time.
So do you think the death jab was the first stage of allowing them to integrate your body with the central bank digital currency?
I know as a statement of fact, and Glenn Beck did a great job exposing this on Tucker Carlson. I know as a statement of fact, Moderna in 2015 was working on confidential agreements between Moderna and the United States government. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, I have put the patents there for you. And so I will just cite one of the patents and I'll go to General Flynn. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, there's a guy by the name of Charles Lieber, L-I-E-B-E-R. He was financed by Jeffrey Epstein. Yep, that Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates. And he got paid $50,000 a month to make technology for the Chinese Communist Party. And this guy filed a patent in 2015. Everybody needs to look this up, okay? timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. You can see it. Patent number W02015199784A2. But again, you can find it at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. It says, the device may be passed through a syringe or a needle. And go on to talk about how it connects nanoscale wires, injectable devices. And you can read how he's connecting this 5G technology. It's a 5G technology that's using 5G technology to vibrate coronavirus particles from preset nanotube containers. And there's these patents everywhere, and you can find them at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. General Flynn, sorry to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry. Because you asked about the shots, right? Mm-hmm. The vaccination program. And it's very, very clear now that this wasn't because all of a sudden a virus popped up in late 2019, I'm trying to get the right dates, but it was 2019 and then early 2020. This has been very well thought out. So kind of the way I break it down, Dave, is, we've been in a spiritual war for sure. The removal of God or the attack against Christianity has been a real part of the left's plan for a long, long time. So these are not things that come up all of a sudden. This is a very methodical effort that those that are running the New World Order, so to speak, and particularly the World Economic Forum, this globalist elite out of Davos, Switzerland, is very real. I mean, these are real people. These are real things, real places, real ideas. So the spiritual component of this, I think, was really one of the beginning elements. And you can go back decades to really look at that. And when you start to look at in this country, the removal of God from the platform of the Democratic Party in 2012 is an example of that, to shift one political ideology in this country closer to a non-believing element within the country. And that's really the idea of Marxism and socialism. That's the spiritual component. There is a intellectual component, and that intellectual component is the beatdown, and I call it the false narrative. And it's really out of the media world, right, where they have taken total control of the media. And that also includes the social medium of the previous, large companies like a Facebook and a Twitter. But now there's this emergence of all these other people, the sort of intellectual, and this particular podcast is part of the intellectual taking back. So we are taking back the battlefield. We are winning the intellectual war, because they cannot overcome the independent voices that are out there. That's the intellectual component of it. There is an emotional part of this war that we are involved in. The emotional part is really, it's the dividing, going after the different parts of our, particularly in this country. It's going after the communities of color. It's dividing us as families. It's dividing us as communities, and doing it through really emotion. And that's using media, that's using social media, that's using the whole thing about the various things that are talked about, the narratives, the speech that Biden gave the other night. That was a very, very divisive speech. It was not a unifying speech. So that's the emotional part of it. The physical part of this war, The physical battle that we are facing is what you just asked the question about. So the physical component of this is literally physically coming at us. And I'll go back to Yuval Noah Harari, you know, as we have learned there, this is all about physically attacking our bodies to develop this thing, which what he calls surveillance under the skin, right? I mean, there is no way in the world with all of the data that we know right now with these vaccines to say that these vaccines are helping anybody. They're not helping anybody. In fact, that they're killing people. Mm-hmm. So is it part of their plan? Is it part of this genetic transformation, this transhumanism approach to the way that they see the future of the world, to use a physical component of this jab, this vaccination program, this force, really a forced vaccination from the oldest part of our you know, the oldest generation all the way down to babies, you know, knowing that this thing is going to hurt, and in many cases it's going to kill. It's certainly going to disable, and it's going to kill people, which the data is clear on that. That's very, very physical. It has all the other components that I just mentioned, the spiritual, the intellectual, and the emotional parts built in, but they had to create those three sort of entities, and then they came after us physically. And now we're still reeling. We are reeling from the vaccination, you know, this vaccination, this forced vaccination program. And we have learned, because why? Because we have, we still have in this country, we have millions, tens of millions of people that are demanding the truth, because you can't hide you can't hide from the price of a gallon of gasoline, because you got to go fill your car up. You can't hide from the fact that we are losing athletes, young athletes, to quote unquote myocarditis, you know, dropping dead on basketball courts, soccer fields, football fields, that are these are very public things. And the first thing that you say is, when somebody dies these days from something that's abnormal, you go, did the vaccine cause it? Right. And I think somebody told me this a couple of weeks ago that the greatest number of deaths in this country now are to unknown causes. So something is physically not right. And the American people are just not having it. We're not going to put up with it anymore. And so what are we doing? What are we doing about it? The American people are much more awakened to all of this craziness, and they're getting involved like we've never seen the American people get involved in the political life of our country, because at the end of the day, this, you know, the we the people is a tricky phrase, but now I think it's a much more meaningful phrase to people. And the other phrase that comes right out of our declaration is consent of the governed. And no more will the American people allow to be forced to do anything. You know, we the people will give consent to those who are governing us from here on out. Otherwise we will, you know, throw the bums out, which we have some very, very important dates coming up here in November. And those are meaningful dates. If we can get the rhino class off of their rear end, and the establishment off of their rear end, and understand that this is not politics as usual. This is actually whether or not we're going to have a country in the future for my children and my grandchildren.
Do you think if we get the right people in place during the midterms with this whole central bank digital currency and where they're trying to bring us, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Do you think this can be turned around? Because I think a lot of people are sitting
no,
there going.
So Dave, let me, because I don't want to monopolize it. But sure. I think the answer to that question is no. I don't think that this one election is going to do it. I think what this one election does is if it goes in our favor, mm-hmm. and the Republican National Committee and the majority leader for the Republicans in the Senate, McConnell, they both, you know, they're like losers. I mean, they talk about how we're not going to win too many seats in the House, and that's out of the RNC, you know, head of the RNC, and also McConnell talking about how we're probably not going to win the Senate, losers, you know. Mm-hmm. So no, it's not going to result in fixing the problem. What it will do is if, you know, if we're blessed, and the good Lord intervenes, and we are able to get some victory here, which I believe we will, then we will have breathing space. We will have breathing space, and that's when I want to really, you know, this is why I remain hopeful that a leader, and I don't use that word lightly with anybody, but certainly a great positive leader in the name of President Donald J. Trump decides to come back in, because we need that kind of leadership right now to go back in 2024, if we're lucky, and hopefully, go ahead. I'll stop there, Clay.
No, I was just wondering. I'm sorry, cut out there. I was going to just say this, but General Flynn, what he's been doing behind the scenes, Dave, this is so important for people to know. He will discuss topics that nobody else will discuss. Let me just give an example. Jim Jordan yesterday, and by the way, I'm a big fan of Jim Jordan. I've never met Jim Jordan. He discussed Executive Order 14067 on mainstream media yesterday. Jim Jordan did that. But 45 days ago, General Flynn was willing to discuss it on independent podcasts, and it worked its way to the surface. So I am actually very encouraged by what I see right now. I'm encouraged by people waking up. But again, America's General Flynn has been talking about these subjects that the mainstream won't discuss. And then amen and great job, Jim Jordan, for then discussing it in the mainstream. So General Flynn is bringing these topics to the surface. And that's why we're doing this Reawaken America tour. What we do at these events is we talk about topics they do not ever discuss at the RNC. So like right now at the Reawaken America tour, I'm getting bombarded, Dave, by people who are saying, Clay, could you discuss the 222-page filing against President Donald J. Trump filed by New York's Attorney General Letitia James? She just filed this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure all your listeners are out there wanting to read this. And I encourage everyone to read page eight of this document. Everybody get read page eight and then scroll on down to page eight. It's the nature of the action. Then read page 13, which discusses President Donald J. Trump's properties. And then I want everyone to go to page 220. Okay. So if you're busy and you don't have time to read all of it, but when you go to this document, because the mainstream media simply will not report, they won't take the time needed to read the document to report on it accurately, but I'm going to read this to your listeners right now. Okay. And this is why, again, this is so important. This is what Letitia James is asking. Says, this is page 220. Says, the plaintiff respectfully requests that the court enter an order and judgment granting the following relief to remedy the substantial, persistent, and repeated fraudulent and misleading conduct in the business of the Trump Organization occurring since 2011. And she's asking for canceling any certificate filed under by any virtue of the provisions of the section. She says appointing an independent monitor to oversee compliance and financial reporting, replacing the current trustees of Donald J. Trump irrevocable trust with independent trustees, requiring the Trump Organization to prepare on an annual basis this more compliant audit, barring Trump and the Trump Organization from buying any commercial real estate for the next 5 years, barring Trump from applying for loans from any financial institution registered in New York, permanently barring President Donald J. Trump, Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, Eric Trump from serving as an officer or director of a New York corporation, permanently barring, and it goes on and on. And she says here, she wants to awarding disgorgement of a financial benefits obtained by each defendant from the fraudulent scheme, including all financial benefits from lenders and insurers through repeated and persistent fraudulent practices of an amount to be determined at trial, but estimated to be $250 million. I mean, they are absolutely trying to destroy this man. And if it wasn't for General Flynn allowing these topics to be discussed on the tour, and if it wasn't for your show, people wouldn't know about it, Dave. So I'll tell your listeners out there, if you are listening right now and you want to come join us in Pennsylvania, we've got Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He'll be there. General Flynn will be there. Cash Patel will be there. Peter Navarro will be there. I mean, basically, of the seven people closest to President Trump, five of them will be there in person. And for anybody that uses promo code, or you just mentioned X22, and by the way, Dave doesn't financially benefit from this, but if you just mention, I heard about the thing, the conference through X22, we will give you a free VIP upgrade if you buy your tickets in the next 24 hours. And we have just under 1,500 tickets remaining for this event in Pennsylvania in October. Then we've got November in Branson, Missouri. But again, these Reawaken America tour, we talk about events that the mainstream media will not talk about because General Flynn wants to talk about it. He wants to research it. And then it works its way into the mainstream media. And the few proud Republicans we have, Jim Jordan is one of them, they talk about it. But I'm telling you, there's a new wave of Republicans joining right now, Dave. They're going to fight back. They're not going to play politics as usual, to quote General Flynn. And I do believe we will take this country back, but it's going to require every single person listening right now to get involved. And you can get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com.
Well, I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video, Clay. And General Flynn, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. General Flynn, how can people see your work?
They can go to generalflynn.com, but I really, you know, generalflynn.com is my website. But I really want people to attend the Reawaken America events. Or if you cannot, I mean, every one of them sells out. If you cannot attend, then look at that website, timefreeamerica.com, And one of the things that we do is we live stream the whole thing. So you can see some of these people that Clay just mentioned if you're paying attention to that website.
Great. And for Clay, I'll put your link at the bottom of the video so everyone can just click on it, go right on over. Once again, Clay, General Flynn, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dave, you're a legend, and they're doing construction in my building, so I apologize for the background noise. Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of? Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet-resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that respects and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.